how do you handle Josh Norman if you're against him and some of his verbal things that go under it again?
I'm not worried about that. I think it's a lot of who the opponent's going to be, and got respect for what he can do. Obviously, he's really shown his talents and what kind of DB he is the last few years. So, look forward to the matchup. But we'll just stick to our fundamentals and try to run good routes and get open.
He gets a lot of penalties, so you can expect a lot of hands and a lot of grabbing. How important is it if you're going to get those calls that you find out early, and how does that change maybe the way you play?
It doesn't. I mean, we're going to do what we need to do to try to create separation. If it's using our feet, using our hands, being combative at the top of our routes and stuff. So we'll just stick to our fundamentals, stay true to who we are, and go out and play.
Jordy, Norman may be the biggest name, but kind of collectively, not a lot of superstars on their defense. Would you say maybe the strength of that group is the group, as far as individuals that just jump off the tape?
Right. They got some good players, some really good players. But like you said, I think when teams are at their best is when they're playing together and can kind of lean on one another, and they know what each other are going to do, and they can feed off that. So they got a great core that can make plays. They understand what they're trying to do, and they make plays on the ball and get after the quarterback. So that puts themselves in a good situation.
It'd be a lot of air out of the balloon here if you guys could set the pace and play in front by a couple of scores, because that has not been the case here for the last couple of weeks, and it seems like it would just take the gorilla off everybody's back.
It would be helpful to start fast and get some points on the board, and defense shut them down. So that's what we try to do every week, and we'll just continue to grind at it, and hopefully it'll happen.
What do you think James can bring to the offense? I know you had to get away from it Sunday because
right.
of game circumstances, but what do you think James in a running game can
do? I think it allows us to get balanced again. I think it's what we were able to do early in the year, to stay balanced, to allow us to get into the play action. It just makes the defense worry about another playmaker out there. So, and I think he brings the screen game into it as well, like he did last week and scored a touchdown on a screen. So those are things that when you don't have a running back, it's hard to obviously do those things. And we've tried to manage. I think we've done a decent job, with the circumstances. But hopefully we can get some guys healthy and get back to a normal offense.
Does Jared fit into that scenario as well, the different dynamic he could bring at tight end if he's back?
Absolutely. Obviously, his skill set is a big factor, so we look forward to getting him back whenever that is, and giving us another threat out there, and just another person the defense has to worry about.
I know you didn't play with him a lot, but one of the things he talked about last week when he gets back, maybe I don't catch passes, maybe I'm not getting open 20 yards down the seam, but maybe I am drawing two guys away
right.
from everybody else. How much have you missed that?
Oh, it would have an impact. I mean, like just to get the vertical speed, get some separation, some spacing, and stuff like that. So just having all the guys out there that can make plays for us, and, it allows maybe a defense to stay, basic in what they do, or causes mismatches across the board.